15th parak of Oilus 8th Mishnah. Chatzer HaKever. The way used to make Kavarim was they dig on the ground and make these caves, and they'd have four caves open to a central area. So the Chatzer HaKever is the area that the Oris were open to, but not the place where the dead bodies are. Hoyim b'seif HaTor, he's standing in the Yitor because there's no dead bodies there. Ad sheyevo alva ames, until it has alva ames, which means that if it's larger than four ames and it goes down to four ames, then it's tahor because it's considered independent mokud. But if it's less than four ames, then it's tameh. Why? Because it's considered connected to the kvaras and then that area which is tuffle to the kvaras is also tameh, even though it's not underneath or above the mace itself. Kediri Beishamai, this is the opinion of Beishamai. Yeah. Silaimim alba tfachim. So it says it's enough that it's four tfachim. The Foshim say this Abba Tvachim is talking about that it has one direction which you can get in and out without going up the Kvarim. So since these Kvarim had clear cut mechitzas, and also it's not surrounded from all directions by Kvarim, it's enough that it's four tefachim and doesn't have the din of an area which is Arba Amos around a kever, which is tame. So now there's a normal cut, a kever is metame, four Amos all around it. But here, that since the kvarim have very distinct areas, and also this area which he's standing is not surrounded by them, it's enough for tefachim. Koyo Sha'asa Goyal Lakev, he took a beam and he made it a covering for a grave. Whether it's standing up or it's laying down, someone who touches the area which is above the grave is tame, but the part that's sticking out does not have the status of a goylel. Goylel is a type of tuma, which is an avat tuma, the covering of the grave. So I have a chiddush, one piece of wood, and part of it is an avat tuma, and part of it is not. Also, roisha koyel lakeva. If it's standing upright on top of the keva, and you made this also covering for the keva, ein tame ela ad alba tefachim. The first four tefachim of this beam are considered the goyel, and whatever is jutting out higher above that star, even though it's vertically above the kever, but only four tefachim are considered the goyel. B'siman she'asa logut. Talking about a case where he's planning to cut it down. If he wants the whole thing to be some type of obelisk, or whatever you call those things, that are sticking out of the kever, then the whole thing is talking. Here we're talking about he put it there. He's planning to cut it down. It's only the first four tefachim have the status. Thomas Goyel. Yudaima kuloi chivo. He says until you cut it off, it's considered one unit. That's not the halacha. The halacha is if he's planning to cut it off, the part that's protruding upwards does not have the status of avatoma of Goyel.